Chapter 25, Essentials of Preparing for Selection Tests. Always remember that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other thing. Abraham Lincoln. Now, what is Lincoln trying to convey through this sentence? He's putting forward this fact that a lot of grit and determination is required to succeed. Whether it be a selection test, whether it is an interview, it is my firm mind which also can decide a lot of aspects. When I say it is my firm mind, means I go with a positive mindset. I go with a mindset where I have that assurance I will do well. So someone like me, for example, I go with the assurance that I will do well, but then whatever be the results, I'm willing to accept. At the same time, have I done well after the selection test is over? Did I really answer confidently when I appeared for the interview? All those aspects I need to understand, introspect, improve in certain areas wherever required, and then move towards success. The following concepts will be covered in this topic. What does selection test for an interview mean? Types of selection tests. How can candidates prepare for selection tests? The challenges that a candidate may face through the selection test. Tips to help candidates prepare effectively for selection tests. And the conclusion. That means it's going to be in-depth discussion, in-depth information related to what is a selection test, to all aspects which we will now put forward. And lastly, conclusion. What does selection test for an interview mean? The process of selection begins once recruitment ends. Selection is the process of hiring the best candidate from a pool of applicants. So when I talk of selection, or a selection test, it is a screening process where a hiring manager will judge an applicant's abilities, skills, etc. You could talk of the cognitive ability, you could talk of the logical ability, you could talk of the personality traits, you could also talk of the specific skills required for a job. Recruitment, on the other hand, means identifying the potential candidate. So when there are so many candidates, then I take interviews. So the recruiting manager, the hiring manager, who will be taking the interviews? And then you figure out who is the most worthy candidate and then go ahead with the process. So selection focuses on ways to hire people who have skills and aptitude. Whereas pre-employment tests are also taken to determine if the candidate has the willingness, ability, and knowledge. So what is the selection test all about? It is a standardized test where you are understanding the individual, the candidate, in terms of the skills, aptitude, abilities. When I talk of pre-employment tests, I'm gathering all the information about that candidate or the candidates, and then ideally after gathering all the information about the candidates, what do we really need to look into and focus on? We have to understand that whether the candidate has the ability to succeed, whether the candidate has an ability to really progress in that field, the inclination, right? The inclination, that means, do you have the willingness and inclination to really do well in this field? So these aspects will be discussed. So for example, when I talk of pre-employment tests, we can talk of an example such as a cognitive ability test where you talk of the logical reasoning, right? So here we are again understanding your ability, knowledge, and willingness. Now we talk of types of selection tests. Ability test. A test is a systematic procedure to compare the behavior of two or more individuals. Ability test helps in determining how well an individual can perform tasks related to the job. So it is a standardized assessment which measures the specific cognitive aptitude. When I say specific cognitive aptitude, as I said, logical ability, then it can also be the problem-solving skills, right? So it is your ableness, in simple words, your ableness, or do you have that ability really to deal with this, right? So here we are talking of how an individual can perform tasks. So for example, a data interpretation. So you have various charts and graphs. So how do you really interpret and understand those charts and graphs? What is the conclusion you arrive at, right? So that can be an example. Test of aptitude. So an aptitude is used to determine an individual's skills to succeed in a given task. So when I say an individual's skills to succeed in a given task, it can also mean ideally that what is strengths and weaknesses that can be identified, your inclination and willingness towards that task, right? So here it is mentioned, it helps to determine a person's potential to learn in a given field. Thus, aptitude test is designed to assess what a person is capable of doing or what a person is able to learn. So basically, your capabilities again, your ability to learn, that means your ability to grasp, your ability to interpret, your ability to show that you have that skill to complete a particular task, all those aspects. Next is test of intelligence. Is a series of tasks given to measure a person's capacity. It measures the cognitive functioning related to memory, attention, and reasoning. So when I talk of intelligence, as they're saying the word intelligence, that means, do you have the ability to really retain information? Do you have the ability to use your logic? So it is also about your mental mindset, your mental thought process, mental agility, right? Or A-G-I-L-I-T-Y, right? All these aspects are included when we talk of test of intelligence. Then when I talk of interest test, it tells us who you are and what really matches your personality, interests, and talent for the job. See, what is it which is really creating that mindset and thought process in you that this is what I want to be, this is what is of great interest to me, and this is what I want to do. And you are having a very firm mindset to accomplish that. So as mentioned, it tells us who you are and what really matches your personality, interest, and talent for the job. So it represents the ability, inclination, and capacity of a person to do a particular job. That means it is more about your dedication and commitment, which makes you move forward when we talk of interest testing. Makes you move forward in terms of what you want to really do. Then we talk of personality assessment. An individual may have the skills, aptitude, and ability for a job, but may not have the personality to deal with conflicts, work pressure, or a toxic work environment. So this test will help us to understand the personality type of an individual, such as feelings and emotional state of mind. See, your personality plays a very crucial role. Why does it play a crucial role? Because it is how you handle yourself. If I can handle my own mind, I can handle the whole world. If I can't handle my own mind, then I will not be able to handle anybody else. So am I creating an environment which is absolutely non-toxic? Am I creating an environment where people are feeling highly comfortable to work? Or am I creating an environment of fear, of, you know, lot of rigidity in behavior and an environment which is not really, you know, conducive for others to work at ease? That is most important. So this focuses on the person's emotional makeup, the person's preferences, the motivation level. All that can be a defining factor for personality. Next, we talk of the perception test. This helps us to carry a complete cognitive analysis to find out the strengths and weaknesses of an individual. Your strengths will make you move forward. Your weaknesses will be an obstacle for you to move forward. So how do you perceive situations? Maybe if you are having that mental ability to deal with challenges, then you will also convert a weakness into a strength. So it is really up to you how you perceive. How can candidates prepare for selection tests? There are a lot of methods that hiring managers use to determine whether a candidate is fit for a role or not. Selection test is a standardized test that the hiring manager gives to all applicants. This may be in person or an online test. It is used to test a person's personality, skills, or knowledge. Now, when you talk of these selection tests, they are more or less uniform, standardized. When you talk of these selection tests, they really help us to identify whether the individual is having the personality, which we just discussed in the previous slide, and the skills and knowledge. So, you might have a particular kind of personality, but you may not be able to really, portray your skills effectively. So when I talk of selection tests, that is something which will help us understand your strengths, your weaknesses, whether you have an inclination to move towards a direction of success or otherwise. And also that you have to have a combination of all these aspects. Combination means your personality should be such that you can deal with one and all. Skills that are essential and that are required. Knowledge is the information that you need, and you need to implement that information as per the work which needs to be done. So it's a combination of things that are required for you to succeed in the selection tests. As mentioned, we have discussed before that selection test is a screening process. When I say it's a screening process, the hiring manager will use to ideally understand that whether you're a fit for the job or not. So the focus is also on the fact that do you have knowledge for that particular subject, then that is your strength. It also means that we are focusing on the abilities and skills which we've discussed, but we are measuring the skills and abilities that you ideally should possess in terms of job analysis. When we analyze, this is what it is. We measure your skills and abilities. Now, the following are the steps as to how one should prepare for the selection test. One needs to recognize the format of the test. So one needs to understand the kind of questions asked and questions such as reading or listening, fill in the blanks, sentence rewriting, and multiple choice questions too can be asked. So multiple choice questions where you choose the correct alternative, right? So various types of questions can be asked: sentence rewriting, restructuring of sentences, appropriately worded sentences have to be put forward by you. So the format will be specific. You have to see to it that you are prepared. You have to see to it that you're focused. If I have to give a test, what do I need to look into? Am I prepared? Am I focused? That's what is required. Because other aspects then will be looked into. If I am prepared enough, if I'm focused enough, all other aspects will be looked into. How can candidates prepare for selection tests? The following are the steps as to how one should prepare. So the second step is recognizing your weakness and your strengths, weaknesses and strengths. It is important to recognize your own positive attributes that can help you in preparation and to recognize your negative attributes so that you can improve. Look, if you are going through test anxiety, you have to ask yourself to calm down. My personal view is that if you go through test anxiety, it is important you keep practicing. It is important that you're very attentive and focused. It is important that you have access to enough information. All these are aspects that are or have to be looked into. So you know what? Whenever I have negative points, I have to first accept it. If I don't accept it, it'll be a problem. I have to first accept it. I have to understand what I need to do to improve. Am I able to understand what I need to do to improve? That is necessary. Because if you don't accept it, then you will never improve because you're turning a blind eye to it. So first, learn to accept your negative points. That is most important. Practice is the key to success. Will help you to improve and reach a level of perfection. Whenever you're getting test anxiety or worried, practice, practice, practice. Till you reach a certain level of confidence, you will reach. Practice, if you want 5 questions a day, you may not even have the time. But at least if you do it consistently, you will realize there's a difference in your behavior. And the first 5-6 days, you may get everything wrong. But then eventually you will improve, you will be more focused, you will be able to handle the test well. Develop techniques for taking tests. Focus on time management techniques and you can practice answering questions. Time management is mind management. If I manage time well, it means I'm managing my mind well. So put in all the effort to manage your time well. How will you do that? Is my mind focused and only here? Is my mind in the present moment? Or is my mind worried about the is my mind worried about the further questions that will come up? So be here, be in the now. That is most important. Next step, boost your subject knowledge. It is important for you to upgrade your knowledge and be updated depending on the type of selection tests you will be taking. Constantly upgrade yourself with information. Put in effort to upgrade yourself with information. Put in effort to maximize your thought process by absorbing. That means we all have a logical mind. We all have a mind that can absorb and retain. It's only how effectively you make use of it. That is most important. Right? Control your anxiety. Test performance anxiety can be difficult to deal with and can be overwhelming. So you can learn to recognize the difference between positive and negative thoughts. If possible, you can meditate too and concentrate on breathing techniques. So it is really up to you. Definitely research says that meditation can help you to have a calm mind. And it does. It does, right? So what is important? That somewhere you have to handle your anxiousness. How will you handle your anxiousness? The moment a negative thought comes in, don't encourage it. Let a positive thought come in and encourage yourself to think positive. Visualize positive. Have a positive mindset. Focus on what makes you happier rather than what makes you sad. Think of situations which you have dealt with in the past and you have overcome challenges and difficulties. So, anxiety can make you feel very emotional, excessively stressed and worried. So it is up to you how you handle it. Okay. Now we talk of challenges that a candidate may face. So selection test challenges that a candidate may face. There is always time constraint to finish the tests, which may make you respond faster than usual to answers, which may be incorrect. Right from the start of the test, focus on time. How will you do that? By being alert and in the present moment. See, towards the end, if there are a few questions left, then you will answer them anyhow, and you will realize that the answer is incorrect. So right from the start, put in attention to see to it that your answers are, you know, correct by focusing on time. This also means that if you are thoroughly prepared, if you've been consistent with practice, then your anxiousness will reduce. When you have reduced anxiety, you will be more able to focus on the questions and you will be more able to live up to timings. When I say live up to timings, that means you will finish the test within that time frame. You will be able to complete within that required time. You will not mark the last few questions, you will not mark the answers for the last few questions in a hurry. So it is helpful for you. Testing ambiguity is the uncertainty that can arise due to unclear instructions and specifications, or even about the test structure. So do not miss out on crucial instructions for the test. So before I take ambiguity in instructions, two more points. When I talk of time constraints, it can also mean that there is that fear of failure, the pressure to perform a task well. So what happens is sometimes a person may feel so overwhelmed and pressurized that it can lead to a panic attack. It can ideally lead to increased heart rate. So you need to first gauge yourself. And I personally feel the more you practice, that means you're getting familiar with it, then you will not feel that stress. There will come a day where you will be very fine and relaxed while giving that test. When I say ambiguity, that means unclear. Now, what are unclear instructions in terms of the way it's worded? So you are a bit confused. You are finding some error, defects you're finding some error or some faults in that sentence construction, which may not be the case, but you have interpreted it differently. So that can lead to a problem. So you need to read the entire sentence well. You should reread it to grasp the information. Technical problems. The most common problem for online exam can be unreliable network connection. There can be a power outage. There can be internet disconnectivity that can happen. There can be internet that can get disconnected for some time. So all this may create a problem. This could include that the questions may not be displayed correctly, or even the exam not loading properly, right? Once you click on the link, sometimes the link may not start, you know. So all these aspects may be included. Subjective evaluation means based or influenced by certain feelings or opinions. It is used in selection tests and personality tests. So when I talk of evaluation, you at times the evaluation may be based on feelings. Now, you've got to use the logical mindset when you are talking of tests. You cannot use an emotional mindset to really talk or put forward your views or have that emotion involved, since it is a test. See, we've discussed before 90% sensitivity. We have discussed before 90% sensibility is required when you're dealing with the corporate world, and 10% sensitivity when you're dealing with the corporate world. But when it comes to tests, when it comes to evaluation, then I have to use only the logical mindset. Okay? Candidates can find it difficult to know what is expected of them, and they may need to modify responses. Sound as logical and practical as you can. Sound convincing. Have data which is ready in terms of information. Then it'll help you. So if you're not prepared with your test or not familiar with the test, it can affect your confidence level. Definitely. The more prepared you are, the more confidence you will show. Even when you talk of tests for the previous point, the more confident you are, the more sensible will be your responses. Now, when I say sound confident, that means you talk from point of view of your speaking. But when I talk of responses here, we're talking of how you answer for selection tests. The format may be, as we discussed, choose the correct alternative, right? Fill in the blanks, anything, correct? Now, tips to help candidates prepare effectively for selection tests. Practice under test conditions. Test conditions should be such that there are no distractions and it is a peaceful environment. When I say it is a peaceful environment, that means somewhere you are absolutely in an environment where there is no disturbance. You are neither having disturbance in the background, and frankly, it also, according to me, I would say that your mind also needs to be at ease. Right? Do not waste any time. Don't look around. Don't keep thinking. You do not have that kind of time. Especially time management during tests is of utmost concern. So definitely your time management will be defined by your mindset. Is your mindset really having that confidence to deal and give the test, to deal with the situation and give the test in an appropriate manner or not? So this is something that should be on your mind. Remain calm. Be composed on the day of the test. Keep reminding yourself, oh, my test is coming up. I need to be at ease. Being calm can help you to take charge of your mind and be alert. The more I am in the present moment, the more I assume the test will go better. The more I am in the present moment, the better will be the test. That's what I feel. Seek feedback. Feedback is the transmission of evaluative or corrective information. When anyone gives you feedback, if it is evaluative information, that means information that is ideally analyzed, then take it in a positive manner, even if it is negative, and work towards it. If you don't want to take it in a positive manner, then you really have to understand that it may really be an obstacle for you in the future. Or corrective information, what can I do to correct myself? So, corrective information, right? Tips to help candidates prepare effectively, seek feedback. I personally feel you can always ask for feedback. Even if it's negative feedback, just think over it without having any biases, without being judgmental. Feedback can help improve performance by reinforcing the desired outcome. When I say reinforcing the desired outcome, it means that you will understand that if the feedback is negative for you, what can you do to improve so that the outcome will go in the direction of success. Your peers, colleagues, and mentors can guide you and help you to understand your own flaws and progress towards growth. At times, you may not be ready to accept your flaws, but your peers and colleagues will put in effort to make you understand where you need to change and what you need to do. See, don't get so caught up with your own views that you can't accept another's view. Don't get caught up with your own rigid mindset that you're not willing to accept any kind of negative feedback from anybody. That will not really help you. Be ready to accept negative feedback because none of us are perfect, and put in effort to change. If you find it difficult to change, you have to ask yourself, what is it that is stopping you from changing for the better? Lastly, strengthen weak areas. Devote your time and energy to identify your areas of strengths and weaknesses. So you need to practice and be consistent as far as numerical reasoning and verbal comprehension is concerned. See, for example, the intelligence test, it is based on reasoning, perceptual speed, logic. So, you know, you have to ask yourself where you need to improve so that there will be success which will follow you. Conclusion. So selection tests are valuable resource for hiring managers because it gives more information about a candidate. Selection tests can evaluate a candidate's skills, aptitude, and abilities. They can help hiring managers predict how a candidate will perform in a specific role within a company. So definitely, you can evaluate that how an individual will really portray himself to be once hired. Will he or she live up to the expectations of others? Will he or she be able to prove himself or herself in terms of what we really thought of him or her? See, when you give an interview, when you actually give a selection test, then we have a perception about you. So that's what it is. The reliability of selection tests depends on the consistency as to how tests are administered. That is very important, the way the test is conducted, right? The selection test thus should directly relate to knowledge, skills, and personality for the job. We have completed this chapter. Thank you.